Your sister is a whore! Your sister is a whore! Your sister is a whore!
This they bawl beneath the creek bridge like hogs all stuck. I hear it often enough when I am 7 years of age. I sing back down, which makes me a whore's brother. An eye shines up through a crack in the boards. A rock comes for my head and I duck it. But one of the boys sees fit to add low as a judge, his granddaddy had a famous whore. Which makes me a famous... Then we fight. I kick one boy's shins and give the chin of another a crack with my elbow. A hard fist strikes my cheek and I hit out again, unseeing, with my little bird club. William Hill, who stands to one side watching and grinning, is fetched a bloody nose with the knob of it. Ha! He steps back, covering his face, and I run shouting insults of my own devising. Dung flower is one. I win the fights generally. And what famous thing does that make me? Well. But Hill pounds along behind me, calling, Dan! Dan! I turn and shout, You know nothing! The King of Delaware stopped at my granddaddy's house when I was two, for a cake! King Sassanoon! He had wives enough and could have killed you all! I was there, I was 2 years old! Hill stops on the path and bellows all joy. You will be famous, Dan! I will make a book of you! I know he is grinning through the blood on his face and his hair like dry straw in his eyes. I know he will not catch me. And I know he has told the other boys what his father told him, what is in the Exeter meeting records, that whoring is in our blood. Your granddaddy had whores in England. The low voice beneath the bridge was his. It is just the same as his father's when he leads meeting. Hill will make up any tale, but this tale is true.
Dan, I see you! I will catch you up!
I go faster. I feel his eyes on my back, the curious, unclouded gray eyes of Hill. I have known him all my life. It is too long. When I see him, I feel tied to him and to this place with a rope. My fate has tied me and made a pair of Hill and me, like dumb white oxen bent to the plow. We are built the same way, not tall, but strong. We are both clever enough, but he is clever in my Uncle James's school, and I have had enough of school. Our fathers are both in the weaving trade, but his father began in England as a rich woolen merchant. My daddy has a few looms in the barn here and a little forge that does no good. Sometimes Hill and I are friends. Most times we are not, so far as I am concerned. But he watches what I am doing, trying to do just the same if I am throwing my club or pretending to shoot, as though he has no interest in his own life and only wishes to catch mine like a fish. He will never leave me alone. I run. At this time, it seems to me that I can outrun my fate.
Your sister is a whore, and your daddy's sister is a whore.
I am far from the Owatin Bridge to town where I left them. The path is narrowing. A branch catches my ear. Two of the boys are running away behind now. I hear their yelling, but I am faster than anyone. My elbow aches, my feet burn, I hate my shoes. Hill is still calling.
Dan! Dan!
He thinks I am going up the hills to the pastures, but he does not know. He knows nothing. When I see the lane beyond the holly bushes, I dodge down it and run hard all the way up to Granddaddy's square stone house, where I never go. No one goes here. The boys will not see me, I am too quick. The house is built of the same brown stones as Meeting House in the township, though it has the look of a sick cousin. Granddaddy's hounds bark and tug on their chains outside the old cabin he never knocked down. My heart thumps. I suck in the kitchen garden smell of onions and graves. Once inside the big house, I bang the door and I stamp my feet on the flagstones I have never been here without Ma or Daddy. I hear my heart in my ears.